Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
Thank you.
I just opened my little thing up right now. About to blow me up a little bit. Talk, let me smell a little bit. Oh, yeah. Got a little bit of, yeah. Got a little bit of that. I want to say what's happened. Totally Driven Radio presents A Flight Stuff once again. It's on what's left of Monday. Okay? I know over here on the East Coast, it must be 11 something. My bad. My brother's late, you know. But, crap. Give me a break. Okay, technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's wrong with Google, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's going on with the Delta, you know how, like, everybody's flights is jacked up on Delta? Well, they just jacked up my blog talk radio so I couldn't get up on here on the greatest radio show of all time. Cody's Good Radio presents 8 Flights. What the hell was that? Right on.
All right, I'm about to beam in our first caller.
Oh, we got a first caller already? Bring him in. I know he's been waiting to get on Facebook for a while, man. Hello.
Hey, I got it, man. You got to love the enthusiasm of the little one right there, man. That's how you start a show right there, man.
Man, like I was saying, it took me a while to get up on this spaceship and blast off out of space, man. It took me a while, man. I don't know what's going on, man. I thought the radio god was working against Tony T. Rocker. Brother Wicked Thunder, welcome back.
What's good, man?
Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you.
Right on, man. Hey, man. I saw you had posted something about some movie you had saw, man. What was that movie?
Oh, man. Hardcore Henry.
You said Hardcore Henry. That's right. What's your verdict, man? Because we saw that, too. I saw that. What'd you think, man?
That was the perfect first-person movie. I've been to a few. I saw, what's that, Cloverfield. I watched a few different movies that had that first-person perspective for a while in it. But for an entire movie to be done in first-person perspective, that was good. That was a good one.
Right. I know that's right, man. That was pretty good, man. Like it was really good, but I don't remember anything from that movie, though. I don't remember anything about it. I just know that I was probably like, oh, yeah, that was cool. Because I saw it way back. I saw it a while ago, and so I just don't remember it. But I know it was off the hook as far as the first part. It was like I never seen a movie like that, no doubt.
Okay, well, it kind of starts off like some video games do, where this person revives you, you don't know really what's going on, and then all of a sudden you're just thrown in the midst of this action. That's the main thing I can tell you. I don't know how long it's been out or if I'm going to be putting out any spoiler alerts, but you say you don't remember nothing about it. Do you remember the dude, Jimmy?
I don't remember the names. I just remember I remember the main dude, and I remember the bad dude. The bad dude was kind of cold. I just remember, I remember him. It had a lot of dope elements in that movie, man. Hey, yo, before we go in, I know I'm all over the place, but, I got, a severe case of, ADZ, probably. Yo.
This is the ADZ. Just skip all the other letters.
Anybody who's listening, I want to shout out anybody that's listening, man. Shout out to Brother Bay and Brother Nick has always, man. What up, OGs, man? Brother Bay, I was representing Philly out there. Well, he was just out here in Cali, not too long ago, man. He came out here.
What's up?
Yeah, he was ready to go back home, man. He was like, okay. He was here probably like 5 hours talking about, okay, I'm ready to go. I was like, that's all right. That's about right. That's how most people, if you're not from here, you like to visit, but you'll be ready to go back home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's right. Well, yo, shout out to the whole Totally, what up to the whole Totally Driven family, too, man. What up? All right, now back to this Hardcore Henry movie, man. Yeah, man. I just remember, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on in that movie. That's all I remember, man.
Yeah, man.
Like in the front row, he was really tripping out. I was like, the only thing that was missing from this movie was a controller. Like, what if you could play the movie?
So that was the one that was like a video game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. You went to see that with Kobe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why I said we saw. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, it was cool. It definitely was cool.
That was good.
You know, they,
It came out last year.
Only other movie I remember doing something kind of like that, but it wasn't like not to that entirely. They just made reference to it. Remember that movie Doom with The Rock?
Yep. Doom.
Okay, now remember, like,
Gamer. A few movies have taken you into that first person just for a quick second, yeah. And then the only other movie to do it entirely was Cloverfield. Have you ever seen Cloverfield?
I love Cloverfield, man. The first one, right?
Yeah, man.
I thought that was a
when Cloverfield first came out. You know, my girl went on a double date with one of my coworkers at the time to go see that movie, and it was crazy because me and my girl ended up watching it alone because I guess he couldn't take the first person. And he said, hey, dude, he was like, man, this stuff is making me dizzy sitting there watching it, you know, all that motion. And when the person gets to moving around too fast and you're trying to focus on what they're focusing on, it's crazy. I was people have told me that. They're like, yeah, no, I don't like watching those first, like the entire movie like that. Like, I can take it for a little while. I think that's one of the reasons why some movie makers only go into it for a while, like what you said, like with Doom. They waited to kind of like the end of the movie to premiere that.
Right.
I personally didn't like Cloverfield.
No?
There's a lot of people that say that, though. A lot of people say they didn't like that movie.
I just thought it was a whack movie overall. I still gave the second one a chance. We went to go see that one.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one yet. I'm waiting on that one. That was like the Cloverfield Chronicles or something it's called.
Yeah, something like that. What was the name, Raiden?
Yeah, no, it was like Cloverfield Street or something like that. Yeah, but don't
yeah,
even,
yeah.
Don't even waste the time. Just go watch the first one again. That's all you got to do.
That was a waste of money,
first
too.
Movies.
Let me just say, in comparison, I do get what Rue is talking about, Lady Rue. I understand where you're coming from on that, because the difference between Hardcore Henry and Cloverfield is it gives you nothing to tie this storyline together other than in Cloverfield, it's okay, this dude, they were having a regular day and now they're being attacked by aliens. So it's all over the place, seems like. Whereas with this other one, it's so, like you said, you felt like you needed a controller because it was so well drawn out from one point to the next point that you almost feel like you're playing levels of a video game, you know, or playing like a Call of Duty type, yeah.
Exactly, man.
Cloverfield was nothing like, it was garbage.
Yeah, no, that's what with the video game connection, what it does is when you're moving around, you feel like this guy, like you're this soldier, and while you're not in control of the action, you feel like the combat is more realistic. What he's doing is more realistic.
Right.
Even though he's doing some way out stuff, it feels more realistic, whereas with Cloverfield, it did not feel realistic. You're As a person who's not watching it for action, like, say you watch movies for drama, you're looking for something to tie these moments, emotionally from one moment to the next, and it gives you none of that. You don't understand why his friends is the way that they are, why his relationship is, like, at least with this Hardcore Henry, it might seem like it's super action-driven, but emotionally, it ties the whole movie together. You feel like he's after this main villain because Oboy got his girl. That ties everything
right.
together. That ties the whole thing. Every time you see this dude, he it's like he slips away, like villains do. It's like I'm right there to get you, and then you somehow get away from me, and now I got to go through more stuff just to get to you. That's how it makes you feel.
Just like a video game.
Mm-hmm.
You basically Mario trying to get your whatever.
Yeah, and King Koopa keep laughing at the end of the level, like, ha, 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 you got to go through another level to get the princess.
Right. It's like, okay, so Mario, he went for the princess. What did Sonic do all of that for? Like you know, like, I mean, was it all for the gold? I mean, it was
oh, no, that was his world was being destroyed. They was taking, it was, it's almost like Captain Planet. They're destroying what the technological people are doing, basically represented by Dr. Robotnik, is, and if
right.
you ever notice, at the end of the game, you would, all those little creatures that were robotic and that were these machines and things, at the end you would save them, and all these little birds and little squirrels and stuff would run off back to the forest like, yay, Sonic saved us.
Right.
Yeah, so he was like a nature warrior. Like, he was fighting to take things back to what nature was, and them emeralds that he got that turned him into like a Super Saiyan was different gems of the earth. You know what I mean? They represented different things, almost like the Infinity Gauntlet and those gems.
Right.
That's why when he had them all, he went supersonic.
Yeah, and that was, which is pretty much like a Super Saiyan. He looked like a damn Super Saiyan.
Yeah, and you could blast through everything. You weren't even running no more. You was just flying at high speed, like.
Right. He wouldn't even fly. He wasn't even fly real low to the ground. He was flying real low to the ground. And he would just run through anything. Okay, so, like, he was way colder than what was Mario's thing? Because didn't Mario have something like that where he could just run through anything?
I remember one time he had the little Davy Crockett hat you could get, or like a feather you could get, and you'd have that little weird tail that for some reason the tail, like Tails' tail, could help you fly up in the air for a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's all I didn't, honestly, I was a Sega and Sonic fan compared to like Nintendo and Super Mario. I didn't really too much care for Mario, like, I don't know why.
Yeah,
I was on Supersonic, and it was all about the speed, man, just running through stuff. Mario, for me, was too slow. Like, you got to bounce around, and I was just like, ah, man. Like, for me, it just was whack. I don't know why, but I didn't really too much. Like, I played it every once in a while with other people, but I wouldn't sit at home and play Mario Brothers. I'd be on some Sonic or some, or like some Road Rash or something.
Oh, hey, man, speaking of Road Rash, I always be talking about, like, Road Rash, man. Man, they should come out with a new Road Rash. They got a new game. I forgot what it's called, but it's called, like, it's Road something, but pretty much like a brand-new kind of version of Road Rash, man, where you can fight with the weapons on the motorcycles. Man, I forgot what it's called. I wish I could remember it. They just unveiled it on, like,
the E3, the conference where they show you everything that's about to come out?
Yeah, like the E3s or something? Yeah.
Yeah, man. I used to be watching those faithfully for what's coming out next. Like, what y'all coming up with now?
Do they still have, like, Game Pros? Remember Game Pro? I used to always go to the store. That's before. I used to always go to the store. Whenever my mom would go to the grocery store, I would go to the magazine section. I was always in the game pros, you know, looking
yeah.
to see what games are coming out. You know,
I think it's
they still have those.
It's, you got to be a part of what's the GameStop has, the Game Informer magazine, that if you're a member with GameStop and you get those little discounts and stuff and the extra money on your trade-ins, they'll send you a, like
right.
a monthly magazine that it's just the subscription is excuse me, the subscription is a part of your membership.
But that's wild.
So if you got, you know, if you're a member at GameStop, yeah, then you get it. But other than that, yeah, I don't see no tips and tricks books like they used to have now no more, man. The last codes I seen for games was like what, San Andreas.
Yep, I think that's everybody. Everybody.
Yep, the health code, the weapons code, give you some health and armor so you can go put in some more work.
Okay, now check this out. Correction. The last code I got was for Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh yeah.
They had codes.
Oh yeah, with the cell phone.
Yeah, it was a cell phone code, and it would be all like phone numbers and stuff. But now, they don't even have codes. They don't even have codes.
No, man. You got achievements now.
Right? You had to earn all of that, but pretty much it was like, it was all like pretty much there for you anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the last games I've seen with like Easter eggs like that has been like Call of Duty, the zombies version. You know, they'll have little things that if you do special stuff, you'll get newer stuff and stuff like that. But other than that, nah, it ain't too many cheats and tricks no more.
Yeah, man, I love the zombies, man. That's like the only way I could Call of Duty is if I'm shooting zombies.
Yeah, man, I was on that. So for a minute, man, where I didn't even play the regular Call of Duty no more. I'm like, are we on zombies today or what? Like,
right. That used to be like an event, like, you know, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
man, and the homies almost used to get around, and we go to one of the homies' house, and we sit around, and we all would try to see, especially because when you're not playing online, when you're just playing on the Xbox local, you can only play with, like, maybe two people, right? So,
right.
Two of the homies that get on and we take turns and we see who gets to the highest level. It's like, nah, they all never got to round 35, though. Like, we got the bragging rights and everything.
Right. I think I've probably hit, I definitely seen the high 20s. If I did make it to 30, it wasn't no help to me. It was because of the homie, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was that nigga that you always had to keep saving.
Say it ain't so, not Tony Chief Rocker.
And then you gotta run all the way over around. All
you see him blinking over there like, man, come get me.
So I was one of those people, I'd be like, I wouldn't hesitate. I'd be like, yo, man, don't even worry about me, man. You just save yourself, man. You got to save yourself, man. Don't even worry about me, man. You got the hell of your business, man. I'm out of here, man. I'll try to go out in a blaze of glory. And you know how when you're down and they give you that little punk-ass pistol that don't even work, man.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, but when you get past round 30, it's going to be like that. It'll be certain times where it's like, especially with me and the homies that get up to the highest rounds, it's like, okay, look, you're dead. I can't come get you. I'm about to come get you by defeating this whole round, and you'll come back. And you better run and get everything you need because I do not have time to set up for you right now. Like, you better run. As soon as this level, in that little in-between time, like, you better be getting everything you need. Your juggernaut, your guns, get it up right now. Get some claymores, go get some grenades, go do it now. Because we got a whole nother horde that's about to be coming, bro.
It's dangerous because they just put you back out there with that little punk-ass pistol, dog. Like, you be like, dog, this is level 21, dog.
I was so happy when I figured out how you could loop the zombies around, bro, and lead them around to where they're, like, they're following you, but you circling them. And the coldest thing is when you got another homie that comes and brings his horde too close to y'all's, because now y'all done messed up, and the whole thing is about to go crazy. Ones from his side is going to be just swarming you. Ones from your side is going to be swarming him, and he's looking at you like, what you do? No, don't bring them my way. You handle yours over there. I got mine over here.
Man.
I'm telling you, man, it'd be so funny because the homies, we be in like one house and people be passing by thinking like we really cussing each other out, but we just trying to help each other for the zombies. Like, no, no, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Like,
hey, man.
Nah, dude, you talking? We be cussing each other. What the fuck? Dude, like.
It really gets intense by the time you get like to level what? Anything past, you know what? Especially
anything past like 13 or 14. Yeah, if you don't have certain stuff by level 13 or 14, you're just screwed. Like if you're still working with that little pistol and it's like round 13, 14, like oh dude, you nah.
But look, this is what you do. All in all, if you ain't buying nothing else and you just got like simple bread. You go right up there, you upgrade that pistol, and it turns into like a rocket launcher or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was so funny because for the longest time, one homie had, we got, you know how you teleport up there? And you only have so much time before they kick you out and you're back on the floor?
Right.
Okay, that's Canada Titan, right? So. We had a system that we would run, right? Like how you say, if you, you know, if your weapon is running out and y'all get up there, you can upgrade your weapon, all of that. Well, one of the homies ended up leaving his gun in the machine. The homies talked about him that whole week, bro. We was clowning that whole week. Like, oh, remember when Justin packed to punch the gun and forgot it? Yeah. We was even saying, like, hey, don't pull a Justin, my nigga. Don't do that. Don't let him leave the gun.
Don't do no Justins around here.
You know how that happens when you become the phrase? Your name is now a whole action phrase, my nigga. Like, no, everybody knows about what you did. It's, your name is now the phrase for what that means. You mean that.
You know, everybody talks what's that? They're always talking about Nuketown, but I'm like, fuck Nuketown, dog. It's all about Kindertotten.
Yeah.
Kindertotten,
yeah,
man. Get up on there. You can get your Inglorious Bastards on.
Right.
Okay, in the movie theater, I mean, bussing.
Man.
That was my game, dog. I love, but I don't know what happened to my, if something happened to my original Black Ops, it won't work no more. That's because I don't know
what you're doing.
I definitely was trying to get my Kinder Toast, though.
Yeah, man.
Yo, man, I got a chance to see that. We saw that Suicide Squad.
You liked it?
Yeah, man. I thought it was pretty good, man. I don't know what the critics was talking. You know, I don't know how they got such a bad rap. You know?
Yeah. I still haven't seen it yet, man. So I don't know. I personally don't know. I'm just saying that to throw it out there. Don't throw no spoilers.
It was good.
All I'm gonna say is that it was very entertaining. It's like a good popcorn, as the home West Coast would say. It's a good popcorn movie. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is popcorn, man. You're gonna be enjoying that movie eating popcorn. Like
a Subway sandwich.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that too. I'm gonna walk in there with the whole Subway sandwich. Just pull it out and start eating that. Like.
That's what we did.
Hey, I feel it. I ain't about to spend $5 for one little pack of candy when I can spend $5 for a foot long.
Right?
Hey, look,
okay, guess what I just seen right now? So DJ Quick is starting a suit against YG. Did you hear about that?
YG. Yeah, I heard about that. Because Quick wanted to
Quick.
They saying Quick and YG. Quick is
suing each other.
You want, I guess, yeah, he might be suing YG. Because
he hasn't gotten credit, or he hasn't gotten his platinum plaque, and he hasn't gotten money from My Hitta. And he did vocals and he did the engineering on the track, and he did he created instrumentals. For it.
It does make sense.
Well, if it doesn't make dollars, it don't make sense. Hey-o!
So now DJ Quick has lawyers going to get YG to pay him for My Hitta. I didn't even know DJ Quick was on My Hitta.
Well, let me just say this. DJ Quick helped a lot of bloods come out. So when it comes to that,
yeah,
it kind of makes sense. Like, yeah, y'all, if you're not trying to pay your dues to DJ Quick, like, DJ Quick goes back to, like, Eazy-E. Like, and a lot of people don't even, like, show him that type of respect like that. Like, are you serious? Like, this is DJ Quick. I know he don't seem like he's the hardest dude around, but you still got to give him his respect just on his work ethic alone. He's been in the game for damn near as long as Snoop and them has.
Longer?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm glad somebody realized. Like, yes, longer.
Management, he said y'all had me engineering and recording for my hit for YG and did not give me my credit. Y'all lawyers have me in sight. No, my lawyers has you in his sight. You fucked up, right? And then YG says, fuck the police at DJ Quick.
that's hilarious.
Well, shoot. Hey, if he's old, you know. Shoot, he got a double platinum song for that, plaque for that. So should DJ Quick. It's in his right.
Yeah.
Quick just want his money. That's all that.
Yeah, true. It was a double hit, double platinum song. So, yeah, he got money for it.
Yeah, it's not just that. Like, if you think about it, you can walk into, like, studios or into certain people's, like, you know, the record labels and stuff like that. They have those same copies because when they press those different plaques out, a lot of them are just copies that each person gets. So it's about the accolades. It's about the respect. It's about the fact of, like,
right,
what we were just talking about. DJ Quick's been in the game for this long, and people still act like, who? Who's DJ Quick? What are you
right
talking about? When he has helped so many other rappers that are well-known West Coast rappers, just so whether they happen to be bloods or not, that don't fully matter, but it's the fact of he's from there. Yeah, he may not fully, like, you know. Hell, even Snoop and all them grew up from all of that. So if y'all want to look, oh, he's not hard, or like you said, he said, oh, fuck the police. DJ Quick said in a song a long time ago, just because I'm cool with the police on not, oh, don't go out there and kill police, that don't mean that I work with the police, but there's always going to be rumors and people that got they things that they want to say because they feel like, oh, I don't have to show a person no respect. But you do got to show certain people they respect.
Right.
Okay, guess what I just seen? R. Kelly is dating a teenage girlfriend right now.
Yeah, Ruth, sorry. Well, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Well, that's crazy too, man. But you know, hey, he's 19, so R. Kelly like, fuck y'all. I'd be the same way, you know.
But it don't look good for his reputation, you know, like.
Right. But look,
that's
really
bad.
It may not look good on his reputation, but once again, he got something legal, and I'm telling you how he's thinking. Hey, this is legal. So y'all can say whatever y'all want to say. You know what I'm saying?
He's about to be 50.
Stop.
19. She could be his grandpa. He could be her grandpa.
He could. He really could. Yeah. That's his cool thing.
Oh, man. Oh, no, man.
That's her sugar grand.
She's pretty, though. She is pretty. She looks like she could mix with, like, Asian and black or something.
As a matter of fact, you know what she almost kind of remind me of? She kind of reminds me of that one, homegirl. What's homegirl that just got, that died? in the police shoot, man. Well, what's your take on that, man? Is he a hero?
Man.
Or was that the right way to be the hero? Or what, man? You know, I respect her G. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I respect her gangster. But I don't, you know, well, we got to leave the heroes for the movies. You feel me? Especially when you got kids involved. That's just my take, man. But
you know, her don't got no mama. That was a dumb move.
Yeah, some people will say that, man. And you know, I can't knock that one, man. All I can say is, if in the end, you're right, man.
But what if them kids is going to be put in the system? She did say in that video that she got people who's going to take care of her kids. I'm ready to die, right? That's what she said? But she was telling them, she was basically giving them the right to go ahead and kill her. Giving them a reason to go out and, you know, shoot her and do whatever they did. You know, she was, like, you know, announcing it. Like, I don't know. I think she went about it the wrong way, you know.
I think everybody went about it the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm never for going against. This is my thing. I'm not saying go shoot no policemen, but I'm trying to explain to people these are people who are trained professionals for high intense situations, and yet and still you can't handle these high-intense situations, so therefore, who's claiming to be an authority who can't hold what they're doing?
That's true.
That's the thing. This woman is not a trained professional. She's a woman who, like most women, when they're cornered or they feel attacked, like most wild animals. If you've ever seen this movie, The Revenant, with Leonardo DiCaprio, the reason why that bear wrecked him so bad was because she was a mother bear. So, yeah, women will go real far when they feel like they got to defend their kids. And, no, when a person is in a frantic emotional state, it takes a lot to pull them back down, to talk them back off the ledge, so to speak. And the more you're doing antagonistic actions towards them, the further towards the ledge they go. They're taught things like reverse psychology. They're taught things like how to defuse not just bombs, but human beings in the situations that are bomb-like situations from blowing up. But yet and still, with all this training, with all these things that we claim having badges and all this other stuff, you still, in those moments, because you're a human too, which means, therefore, guess what? No human should have the authority over no other human. If this all boils down to, in those moments, the police are human too, then what? Then that badge gives you nothing. That badge don't give you no authority. All your training meant shit. You see what I'm saying? If at the end of the day you trained 100 hours to do this one thing, and in the time that this one thing goes down, you don't do it right, all your training was for nothing. That's like a fighter in his career. You train 2 to 3 years and then get whooped. They're not going to invite you back to fight nobody else. Your career is over.
Man. That's crazy, man. But that's just how it is, though, man. Like, you know, you're absolutely right. But in the end, I look at the cops as no matter what I look at them as now, especially from how I've been dealt with cops, you know, my adult life, they are people with guns that I hope don't kill.
They are, exactly. That's all they are, bro. They're not, that's all it is. That's what's sad. They're just people with guns. So what makes them different than cowboys? You know what I mean?
This is what makes them more different than cowboys. Not only that, not only do they have guns and they can kill me, but they can kill my wallet. They can kill my whole lifestyle by taking me to jail. You know what I'm saying? They have all of the above. When I, you know, like, you know, when somebody has a gun, you know, on the street, you just like, oh, man, oh, they'll kill me. This is horrible. But all those other three shades that the police wear, it's like, man, you know, we're scared for multiple reasons sometimes when the cops pull us over. And, you know, a nigga like myself, I like to, blow my greenery, and I roll with, like, trees and shit. So, I can't be tripping on the police like that when they pull me over, because I know at any time they can be like, hey, Nick, what you doing with that bomb in your car? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, man, and I'm over here talking shit. I know, I'm trying to be as possible, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying go around talking shit to the cops. You know what I mean? I'm just saying there are many times that you have to understand they're just human beings and it don't make none of it right. You know? That's the thing, is people, when they talk about these things and the memes and all that different stuff, people immediately want to jump sides when, why can't we just say as human beings, none of it was right. Nah, she didn't say the right thing, and no, he didn't do the right stuff, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. But people a lot of times will start jumping on support, like, oh, well, then that means we should just all sit there and bow down to a cop. No, because there's times that you need to call the cops on the cops that's pulling you over, because how do you know that these are legitimate cops? There's been stories and has been actual things that went on out here in the Antelope Valley, which is a part of the greater Los Angeles area, the same sheriffs, where these dudes are taking girls off and having them give them head in these, what do they call them, unincorporated areas, these way out dark streets where there ain't no buildings around.
Yeah.
So you're just gonna sit there and comply with a cop?
I mean, but think about it.
There's been women who get pulled over by these cops, and it's like, lady, you need to call just you and your kids in the car, and they've called the cops on the cops. And the cops have come, like, hold on, what are you doing? Like, you have those options. You can call the cops right there while they're telling you to open your window and do that. You can call the cops on them. Tell them, excuse me, sir, but this person is not... They don't seem like a cop to me, because there has been people rolling around with uniforms on, pretending to be cops that'll just kill people, all types of shit.
That's what brings me back to my point I was saying, man. In the end, you got to look at them as those are people with guns, and I don't have one. Now, I'm going to listen to anybody with that gun, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I don't have one, I know I don't have nothing for the situation. I just hope they leave me alone, especially if you're one of these people that, that's disguised as a cop. I just want you to think that I'm cool enough to let me go, you know what I'm saying? That's my main objective.
No, I know, man. I'm just saying, for the people that sometimes just being cool ain't the only way to get out. There's always options of survival or of getting yourself out of a bad situation that where it's not going to lead to you dying. You know?
Right.
There's all types of options. I'm not saying go violent immediately. I'm just saying be aware of your surroundings and keep your options open. Don't just sit there and don't just lay down and die or be a deer in headlights. Please don't.
You got to be smart about this if you're going to run up and do stuff like that, man. That's got to be well thought out if you're going to do stuff like that. Pretty much pre-planned, like you already know what the stuff's got to be. You can't just do stuff on those fronts. Not with no cops, man. So that's what I'm saying. You might as well just, like, keep it easy, keep it going, because the people that have, like, fought, especially from what we've been seeing lately, The past people that's been getting shot by these police, man, a lot of it's been horrible. Only exception I can, say is the one dude where he listened to everything they said and they still shot him. But everybody.
That's what I'm saying. You see, that's what I mean. It's sometimes just being calm, cool, and collected and trying to comply will not always get you out the situation. That's all I was trying to say, bro.
Right, but but no matter what though, man, it seems like it goes a lot easier when you do comply. And all I'm saying is I'm living proof of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I done had all of the above. You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta watch for people that's in the car with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And hope that they don't be on some turn up shit, because that can make them, backtrack and be like, hold up. They probably was gonna let you go, but
I'll give you a prime example. I see exactly what you're saying. I had a situation like that. I'm walking with a few friends, right? Now, there was one white girl with us. The other dude, he's probably as light-skinned as me. The other dude maybe is a little bit darker than us. All right.
You
the cops pull us over. They're like, oh, you know, what are y'all doing? This is school hours, blah, blah, blah. We're like, excuse me, sir. We're not of that age. I'm like, I'm 19 at the time, you know, but all these different things. And so it wasn't until they actually kept going, like they were going on about their day, that the other dude who's about as light-skinned as me, he was like, man, they only mess with us because we black. And as soon as he said that, you heard they, you know how they got them iconic breaks. Backed
wow.
up. Excuse me, sir, what did you say your name was again? No, let me see your ID. And then they started messing with him. And I literally told the other two people that was there with me, I was like, yeah, see, that was the time he shouldn't have said nothing. We could have just kept going to the store and we'd have been good. Because they took him that day. They sure did. They ran his name. They saw some stuff they didn't like. They took him. I don't know what they took him on, but they took him on whatever.
Yeah, man. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Is all that unwanted attention, it just ain't, you know, it ain't worth it, man.
Yeah, no, at that point in time, they was already rolling on. Yeah, don't say nothing. They was already gone. That's like if a dude got a gun to your head and he's just now walking off, you ain't going to say, fuck you now, because he could just turn around and shoot you now. You better wait until he's out of earshot, or at least you got something you can get him to. Like, don't say fuck you and you don't have an advantage. Like,
man, right? Shit, man. People, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
I really don't know about what people be thinking sometimes when they thinking what they be thinking.
I really don't. They really be thinking what they be thinking. You seen that new movie that they're coming out with? What's that movie? Doctor Strange? I don't know what this nigga thinking about. It's like, whoa, bro. I mean, he just sat up there. Have you seen that preview? They got this new Marvel movie where this dude is like, I think this movie's going to be like visually, like probably like the next Matrix, visually. Like, as far as
right.
out, like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely suggest that you see this movie in, like, IMAX 3D because that's what it's for. You're probably going to trip out
right.
because I ain't never seen nothing like this before. You get ready to see, like, the whole movie. Look outside. Hey, look outside. Look outside, whatever you're looking at. Are you ready to just see all of it turn upside down and just walking through, it's like, whoa, man.
Yeah, that's like the Matrix. The Matrix smoked Dr. Parnassus. I don't know if you ever seen the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
I've heard that name, but I haven't seen the movie.
It looks like LSD.
Yeah, this movie looks like some straight up. I strongly suggest. I think I might see that movie sober, man, because I don't want to, definitely don't sit like in a third or first row and see that. You're going to be tripping out. I mean, because don't any like LSD and see this movie. I strongly suggest you don't do none of that. None of the above. I don't even know you want to smoke no weed and go see that because your mind is already going to trip out.
Yeah, right?
Knowing me, I might just be like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just take a little hit. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
I'm going to at least smoke a bowl. I may not smoke the whole blunt, but I'll smoke a bowl for all
right.
I'm in this mother. I'm about to see something strange anyway for a little piece of change. You can literally tell somebody before you go see the Doctor Strange movie, I'm about to go see something strange for a little piece of change.
Okay? Hey, literally. That movie is so strange. It's like you gotta wear a seatbelt or something because you're going to think that you're like, oh, whoa.
Man, I'm about to bust out my old school red and blue 3D glasses that used to come in the video cases and go up to that motherfucker.
Oh, man. Is it me or did it ever just seem like you were just watching the movie in like a weird-ass green color? And then nothing really popping out of the TV
Yeah, no, nah, I always saw red and green, like, on either side of them. Like, you know how they do Venom in the cartoons and the comic books? That's what people look like to me, like just a little bit of red on one side and a little bit of blue on the other side. But they never actually popped out at me. As a kid, the only thing that ever popped out at me was at Disneyland when they had that Michael Jackson 3D experience. Now, that literally have you feeling like something is on you, crawling on you, and I need to duck.
Yeah, that was Captain EO.
That's what that was? I forget the name of that.
Yeah,
it was some Michael Jackson thing. I was so young, man. I was like 5 years old.
I just told you. It was Captain EO. At Disneyland, Captain EO.
That was the only time before these new movies with all this Avatar and the what they call that stuff, that, you know, that liquid TV that you watch. The first time I seen that new liquid plasma type TV, and it was like just the Avatar planet, and there was none of the humans on screen. I was like, man, that's almost like 3D.
That's when he was like he could tell that he started getting lighter, but he was like almost like how you are across there. He was like you back on the Captain EO. You know what I'm saying? Like he was kind of tan. Cause then you know you look at him toward the end. Even look at him then. He looked way darker on Captain EO compared to that. And like I said, he had already had the nose job by the Captain EO, but. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
He had a song. What was that song on the movie? It was just another part of me. Little did we know, man. Little did we know. And now look at Lil' Kim. She's like the girl rap, not as, like, successful version of Michael Jackson. she got hooked up. She just got lucky enough to get...
I didn't believe it, bro. I didn't believe it. When people were saying that's how Lil' Kim looked, that's Lil' Kim for real, I thought when I first seen them pictures, I thought that was a joke. I thought people was really making a bad joke about Lil' Kim. I was like, oh, that's sad. People saying that about Lil' Kim. Like, she don't really look like that. And then I really seen Lil' Kim on TV, and I was like, damn.
Exactly, man. She's really out here looking like that now, man. Like, could you? And look, then this is what's really gonna blow you away. Not only does she really look like that, but when you see her now, remember, she has makeup on. They have to glam her up to look like that. Even could you imagine what she must look like when she like get up at like 3 a.m. to go to the bathroom? She got to pee or something. Well, get up.
Nigga, did you just say makeup? I thought her face was permanently like that.
Oh, that'd be even more crazy. You telling me that she can't get that off?
Because they got surgeries and shit like that now. Like, you can permanently do certain shit to yourself. Like, you know how them girls back in high school and junior high used to draw the fucking eyebrow on their head? You can get some shit. You can permanently tattoo that shit on your face now. You can get permablasted with like a certain shit now. Like, they can freeze your face.
That's always going to be the mystery to me. I hope one day that, like, she goes, like, on, like, Oprah interviews or somebody, you know, somebody like Larry King or something, and one of them just asked, you know, like,
what happened?
What made you... Yeah, I mean, like, man, you know? You know, you can
no,
tell.
No, real talk, babe. I think a comedian said it a long time ago. I don't remember exactly which one, because so many people have talked about Michael Jackson. But they were saying, like, when you that alone, like, by yourself sometimes, and you got that much money, sometimes shit in your head sounds like a good idea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, certain people, they get so rich or they have so much money to a certain degree that they feel like, I have the money to do it. Why not? Nothing tells them no. Do you get what I'm saying?
You know, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure some, like, I mean, it can, I wonder what's going on in her head right now. Like, I mean, like, did she trip when she looks at old pictures of herself, or, like, does she really think that she's hot right now, or is she on some, like, damn, I made a huge mistake. I wasted a
That's
lot
thing,
of money.
Let me say this. I would never do it myself, but I'm going to give you myself an example, right? You know me from a little kid, right? So we've known how each other has looked. If I all of a sudden came up here looking straight plastic surgeried out, bro, if I had made that mistake and I had made that choice, right, I don't know what would have made me make that choice. I can't tell you that because I can't hypothesize on that because I don't really. But still, had I done it, I know I wouldn't have said shit about, yeah, I realize this is a mistake. No, you just, that's your face now. You can't go backwards. You can't, they can't read. If you notice, everything that anyone and people do now, it just makes it worse and worse every time they hit the doctor up. Like, hey, I need, no, it's just, it's done now. It's, they can't add more nose to your face now. Like, it could, but it's going to look weird. Like, you get what I'm saying? After they've been shaped and shaved and done all this different stuff and have literally changed your bone structure, even if they did like how they do for other people when they skin graft stuff back on them to make them look normal, it's they've already changed your entire structure. So even if they put you back, you're not going to look exactly how you looked. You're going to look like, for instance, Michael. He would have had darker skin but still had the same face.
Right.
You feel me?
I just don't understand how people can go, you know, like, that's a whole lot of money. Just, I mean, could you imagine what that, like, how much does it cost to just jack somebody's face up like that, you know?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be saying nothing.
Is that something that
I'd have been like MC Hammer, like, I wouldn't have said shit. I'd have just been like, yeah, nigga, I'm bankrupt, so what? Like, like, yeah, my face is fucked up. So what?
You can't never sit up there and be like, oh, yeah, I can give you a deal. I don't even care, man. I can give you a good deal. Do you want a good deal? Like, you know, is it one of those things where you definitely get what you pay for? So if he was being cheap,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. You pay cheap for fucking results and shit. And then people complain. Oh man, not the wackest shit like that. It's like when you get a haircut. You get a $5 haircut, you pay $5, you're gonna get a $5 haircut. You pay a $20 haircut, you're gonna get a $20 haircut. But don't be complaining, oh man, they fucked me up. Like, they fucked me up. How much did you get? $5? Did you tip them? No. But that's what you get, a $5 haircut. Shit, you want a fucking bonbon haircut? You go to the fast fucking barbershop that everybody's talking about. Fast barbers, and you pay them like $30, and then when you walk out, don't be bitching like, man, I paid $35, but I look good. That's exactly. You look fucking good.
If you go in there, like just how you said, if you feel like you went to the best barbershop, and you said, give me that number 5 right there, I want that look right there. And then you come out the barbershop and they gave you that perfect look right there, but you still look fucked up because it don't fit your face. You're not going to admit to nobody. You're just going to rock that shit. You're just going to be like, man, fuck you. Somebody bring attention to, why the fuck do you look like Katie Lang right now as a nigga? Hey, man, fuck you, homie.
Check this out. I think Lil' Kim look like Katie Lang. And she got a $5 face job. She got that $5
That's why some niggas scared to go up in supercuts and places like that. They like, man, I can't get that Justin Bieber haircut. I mean, I'ma come out looking like Justin Bieber, but I'ma look fucked up. That shit ain't gonna fit my face. I'm over here with the fucking mom bitch truth. I'm sweeping my hair and shit, trying to. Could you imagine a hood nigga trying to brush the bangs out of his face while he's trying to hit you up, talking about what set you from? Let me get these bangs out of my face. Hey, cuz, where you from, nigga? Like, where you from, blood? Like, all time sweeping his bangs out of his eyes. Like,
I bet you know about that bang wearing some bangs.
Just can't do it, man. Certain
hey,
people, some of these...
Hey, you gotta tell that client, hey, man, your head's not like that.
Yeah, don't go in there asking for the Kim Kardashian and you don't have that bone structure, because what her face
exactly.
looks like after plastic
exactly.
surgery ain't going to be what your face going to look like
exactly.
after plastic surgery.
There's no way I won't do it. You know, you go for the next one. I'll tell you that. Are you going to make you look like a
Hey, look, so in that case, I'm gonna do like this.
You gotta be
if I ever was gonna get plastic surgery, I can look at Lil Kim's face right now and be like, I don't want to go to that doctor right there. That doctor just lost a potential customer because I'm just looking at what he did, and I don't want that. And I don't want Michael Jackson's last doctor either. Keep him away from me.
I wonder if the doctors be thinking when they pull this shit off, when they be like unveiling this shit, be like, oh shit, like fuck, damn it, motherfucker was gonna be like, that's my work, but that's what face she picked, fuck.
Really don't.
You gotta play it off and make it seem like they look good. Come on, well, girl, yeah, you gonna get it.
Hey, you're right. I bet you if the doctor ain't even gay, the nigga probably gonna have to do that just to pay it off. Like, ooh, no, you look good. You look fine. Yeah.
Man.
Like, I don't want no lawsuit. No, you look good. Yeah, rock that shit. Hell yeah, you're not about to sue me. You better rock that shit.
Well, yeah, whatever, that's the one thing that's for certain, too. Whatever haircut you get, you gotta rock it. You just gotta rock it.
But hair always grows back. Surgery
doesn't. Like a pretty woman, a pretty man, or something, a handsome man, he rocks something like that. You can give an ugly person a bomb ass haircut, the haircut like Justin Bieber, but he's ugly. He's still ugly. Ugly. That's his cousin.
Oh man! Going there talking about I want that cleft chin. I want that Spartacus chin. I want to look like I'm a Spartan. But your whole face don't go with that booty ass chin. So then you just come out looking like you got a butt on your fucking chin. And then you, yeah, look at me. I'm statuesque. You ain't nigga. Get out of here with the booty chin.
Booty chin.
These chins are ugly.
Nigga looking like a bald chinian.
How people pay to get their chins booty done.
Bootyfied? You didn't go get beautified. You got your chin bootyfied.
Bootyfied chins.
Not attractive at all.
Big old bootyfied chins. Oh, man. If I had a booty chin, I would always be trying to grow a beard so nobody would say something about my booty chin.
I'm glad you don't have a booty chin.
It's just certain stuff don't fit, man. That's like, I'm like 5'7", right? So no matter how much, in the size that I am, like, no matter how much I work out, I just get more toned. I'm not going to get, if I get buff as hell and was looking like Batista or how The Rock looks now, y'all would swear up and down I took them same steroids that Barry Bonds did, and y'all be like, why is this little nigga walking around here like he just got fresh out of prison? Like, what the fuck?
They say the trick is gain mass by eating a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like this nigga The Rock, I got a homie. He was actually doing that shit, by the way, too. The Rock was talking about he eats like 8 times a day, and he just eats
That's like the sumo wrestlers. They get fed,
steak
bro.
Steak and fish. He's like steak and fish. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe like some asparagus, but steak and fish, and he just eats that 8 times a day. I'm like, damn, I'm over here, you know, eating like 1 time a day, and I'm almost getting fat. You know what I'm saying? Like.
But look at those bikers, bro. Look at them dudes that do like the Tour de France. Them dudes is like my size, and they eat like thousands of calories in one sitting. But it's because they burn it off on that bike going for miles that they still skinny as hell.
That's how you burn off. Yeah. Now you see, now one way you can burn, look. When you eat like that, he burns it off, and then he starts like lifting. So you lift. I think that might be the trick. So you eat. So every time you eat, I guess you go over there and you could either do some cardio, you could, or just do whatever involves lifting. You know what I'm saying? Anything that involves
lifting, bro, it has to be in order to gain muscle mass. You have to lift stuff bigger than you. I'm little. I'm 130 pounds. So if I lift anything over that, I'm starting to buff up. But if you want to get cut, you got to do repetition of lighter weights or of a certain weight that you can just lift continuously. But if you want to really just buff up, that's why them dudes be in there lifting them. You should be seeing them stretching and just hitting them huge weights. That's why. That's how you get bigger. You to make your muscles blow up, you got to eat a lot and lift heavy weights. You don't have to do a lot of repetitions because repetitions is more so to get cut.
Right.
Good point. Yeah. Like Bruce Lee,
I gotta step up my weight game, man. I got like I've been messing with these 40 pounds. And that was because I went over a homie's house, and he had some 30s. And he was like solid, like, heavy kind of 30s. You know what I'm saying? They felt like they weighed like 40 or 40 or 50 almost. So me trying to be Mr. Big Willie, I was like, well, I'm gonna give you 40. They do what they do, but I've heard that. Anybody that tries to start using 50s and stuff, that means you're trying to get big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I remember I was getting, Yeah, if you a buck 30, man, you're going to, anything you lift up, you're going to be on.
Hey, think about it, though. That's what Bruce Lee was. He wasn't really, like, his training wasn't about buffing up. His training, and if you notice, most martial artists from the Eastern, like, Western methodology is try to knock a person out fast. It's more boxing. It's more, whereas with them, it's build up the body from the inside out, and you have to build endurance. That's why if you notice, like, if you've ever seen the real fight, not the Jet Li or none of the movie versions of Ip Man, but if you've ever seen Ip Man, the dude that was Bruce Lee's real trainer, if you've ever seen that old man fight, this dude is small and he looks old, but he looked like one of them Tekken fighters in real life. Like, he will knock you smooth out, and you think you're going to run up on him and do something real quick, but no.
He's definitely, he trains the body. And got to remember, 130 pounds, that's still a lot of weight. I mean, if you over here struggling, if people over here lifting 50 pounds over, imagine if you lifting 130 pounds, that's a weight. And then you learn to master your own body weight, that's what Bruce Lee did. He mastered his body weight to the point where he was able to do a push-up with one finger. Do you know how much power that is? Especially to be able to, at that weight, not only does he master his weight, he's agile. He's agile.
Watch.
He moves like a.
You ever watch Ninja Warrior, bro?
He's like a 135 pound feather hitting me. That's gonna hurt. That's gonna have a lot of power, especially how.
You ever catch that show, Ninja Warrior?
I've seen bits and pieces. I never really watched it like that, but I already know it's some real you ninja weight.
It's not about body weight. Look at like Rocky, like the movie Rocky and the different dudes like in real boxing. It's not just about boxing, like saying that, I'm not down talking boxing, because look at Sugar Ray Robinson and some of them other dudes that they weren't big heavyweights, but they knew the sweet science, too, of boxing and different things. There's this on Ninja Warrior, the one that's originally from China, not American Ninja Warrior, from Japan, but the original show, I think it still comes on G4. There was a dude who worked for, like, a mobile gas station, bro, that used to go. And a lot of them dudes, like, no matter what size they were, it's like they didn't say stuff like, oh, he's this many. They would be like, he's only 1% body fat. He's this, that. And I used to be like, ain't that some stuff? Like, they over there, these dudes is like fishermen and just regular old dudes, where it's like when American Ninja Warrior came here, it's like if you weren't already an athlete, you pretty much wasn't getting on the show. Like, what the?
Right. Yo, man, hey, that's how it be happening. You ever seen Red Redemption?
Nah, you was telling me about this movie, man.
Okay, well, the main dude, like the main dude in the movie, he started out, he was one of the people that worked on the telephone poles.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he was in the movie.
Man.
You know, he did what he did on the side.
Sumo wrestlers, dude. You think, a lot of people think them sumo wrestlers, oh, they're just big and... No, that's why I say the Eastern philosophy of martial arts is not so much of just, you know, all strength and trying to change yourself into somebody else. What it is knowing how to use what you have. You know what I mean? Look at the sumo wrestlers and those dudes. They're big dudes, but they're fast. You're not about to just run up on them and think you just go, I'm going to knock them out. He takes harder... pushes, like they slap each other harder than some people punch. This dude could probably just swipe at you one time with an open palm, like E Honda, just boom. You'd be like, right in the middle, you talking?
Do a straight up fruit ninja swipe.
You know
do
what I mean?
Still have fruit?
Do they still have what?
Fruit ninja.
Fruit Ninja. I don't know what the game on the phone.
Yeah,
I never actually played. I've seen a lot of people playing that. I never got into that one though. Where you
that's
slicing
cool
up all the fruit
thing,
as it flies across the screen.
Yeah, they got a big huge version of it at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, and like I be really feeling like I'm like Jackie Chan when I be playing. I be making noises and everything.
That's real talk. Don't run up on one of them Benny Hanna dudes that be sitting there chopping up that stuff in front of people putting on that show and think he can't use them knives for something else.
Hey, look, check it out. We took out Chuck E. Cheese. I'm over there playing Fruit Ninja. I'm all making noises talking about, what's going on? It was this Asian lady that was like right in front of me. I didn't even see her, man. I bet she was looking at me like, no good. No good. Jigaboo. Okay, man. Look, check this out. It used to be this, I wasn't shit when I was little, man. When I was like in third grade, right? It used to be this one Asian boy that went to my school. You know, and I was stupid, man. I didn't know no better, man. Every time I was like in third grade. Every time I would see him, I would call him Bruce Lee. I'd always be like, yo, Bruce Lee. Hey, yo, Bruce Lee, right? He didn't look nothing like Bruce Lee, but just because he was Asian, I would call him Bruce Lee.
Nothing like Bruce Lee.
Right? And some time went by. It was days. I always called him Bruce Lee. But one day I called him Bruce Lee, and he came right back at me. He said, I'm not Bruce Lee. You look like the Luther Vandross. He won with that. You know what I'm saying?
He won.
He's been saving that one for you, man.
He just got fed up. He's been saving one for you.
He did his homework. You can probably tell. He probably went home telling everybody, it's Black Boy. You know, he's calling me Bruce Lee, and then they're trying like, well, you call him Luther Vandross. I mean, that's exactly what he did.
Joke wise, that was like his little Hadouken. That was.
Okay, it got me. I definitely put some respect on it after that.
Put some respect on it, right?
Okay. Really though,
man.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man.
Now, that's one thing we all gotta have for people in life, man. And it's just general respect for life and other people. You know what I mean? That's like, I don't got too much to say about R. Kelly. Everybody done already said. We already know about how he was with Aaliyah before she was, you know. All we know is, would nobody want no old man trying to get at their 18-year-old daughter, man? Like, I know, man, nah. Especially if I'm not that old and you way older than me, dude. Come on now. You don't get your old non-maturing. What the hell? You that old and you still want to talk to a 19-year-old? Like, you know she ain't talking about nothing but bubble gum and bubble guppies. Like, what the fuck you got in common with her?
Look, my brother's 18 years old, okay? Just that this time, okay, that's now, pretty much. It's like one of his homegirls that graduated last year.
Wait, what? Say that again? My bad. My phone, my connection was kind of bad.
I said that, okay, she's 19. My brother's 18, okay?
Yeah.
Just got out of school. Okay, that's like one of his friends that graduated last year. And now that's R. Kelly's piece. You know what, man? I'm just trying to take you into the mind of him. Like, of course, I mean, that shit is definitely weird. It's definitely weird. But he always gonna get away with it because now he's a Greek. Like, if that was my daughter, I don't know, man. I'd probably be like, yo, man, tell him I got these beats, man. You know what I'm saying? You know,
he said, tell him I got these beats. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, sometimes you got to tell him that. You know, he's doing it.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, these girls be knowing everybody. I remember a long time ago, this is one girl, she was talking about, I smoke with Snoop all the time. Just like, as a matter of fact, I smoke with Snoop all the time, and the first thing that came to mind, I was like, yo, can you tell Snoop I got these beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, gotta let them know, man. But you know, low key, Snoop got. Did you know that Snoop make his own beat too? You know what his producer name is?
What?
Nigarachi.
Oh my goodness.
That's his producer name, Nigarachi.
They so serious.
He got some cool beats too, though, man. He got because a while ago he put together a compilation album. That's where like names like Terrence Martin, like that. Terrence Martin had like the last track on the album called "Be Thankful." That was, you know, he had worked with Terrence Martin a lot. You know what I'm saying? He did the Joyce beat for 213. He did that, but that was the first album where he let him like actually rap. And, you know, he had everybody that he was, you know, that Snoop was, you know, had under his label at the time, man. He, you know, including, like, Warzone, Warzone, Dub Union. Well, he had Corrupt on there on a lot of those tracks. But that being said, he had a track with Corrupt called Ice Cream. No, not Ice Cream. It was called 31 Flavors. I highly suggest you check it. It's the most big, I like it. I mean, it's a... A super West Coast beat, but it's so simple. But this is one of Snoop's beats again. It's one of Snoop's tracks. He goes by Nigga Rocks, and he did this beat. Again, I highly suggest you check that track out, right? But it's going to trip you out because the beat is so simple, but it's so dope at the same time. I think Snoop, he just, like it's a cool little drum, it ain't nothing but a drum track. And then it's just one note that he just keeps playing.
Yeah, man. Sometimes
one note.
Simple beauty can be better, you know.
Like he literally just hit one note, but he like broke it up. But he hit one note on the keyboard and made that track right there. And they go back and forth, just like trading off, man. Like on some real hip hop flipping shit, almost.
I'm gonna check it out, man.
31 Flavors, man. Anybody that's listening. Check that out, man. If anybody's there, man, 31 Flavors. Snoop, Corrupt, or type in Corrupt, 31, it should pop right up, man. You can't miss it. Can't miss it. That had a lot of cool joints on there, man. And Snoop did a lot of those joints. He did a lot of those beats on it. He had another one with, I forgot what the name of the joint was, but who was, it was, it had West Coast Cam, it had Goldilocks.
Oh, okay.
And MC8.
Oh, okay.
They made a good, yeah, that was a dope-ass track, too, man. They was talking about how it was locked up, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know, like, cold-ass track, man. That was a cool album. The album was called, yeah, Snoop Dogg Presents the Big Squeeze. There we go. Like I said, a nice, you know, big-ass compilation. But once again, man, a lot of beats provided to you by Nigga Rachi.
I ain't mad at that, man.
Yes,
what about the play? You know what we play?
Who got the chicken? I'm sorry, man. What you say? Yeah. I heard something about fried chicken, but no, yeah, I have. I've been trying to get back into it, man. I got to get my equipment up, back up and running to the level I was at before. But yeah, man. Sometimes it's just about simple stuff. Like honestly, that's how I learned, is from watching other people in their studios, watching other people do certain things, and just sitting back and you know what they say: closed mouth, open ears, open eyes, pay attention.
Really though. Really
That's
though,
how you
man.
Learn, man.
Definitely. Really though, man. That's right. One more time, man, for my listeners, man, because you know I've heard a lot of your stuff, man. You got some heat, man. You got a lot of instrumentals ready to be ate up, man. Anybody that might be listening that like to get their ride on, man, they might want to get out on one of your tracks, man. How can they find you?
Check me out at www.reverbnation.com /wickedthunder. That's WICKEDTHUNDA.
That's right. There you go. There it is, man. Yo, man, you got me hungry now, man. You over here talking about fried chicken. Yo, check this out. Have you been keeping up, like, what's going on, man? Like, you know, it's a lot of crazy food things, you know, food that's out now, you know what I'm saying? Oh, as a matter of fact, hold on. Wait a minute. I can't believe I didn't bring this up at the beginning of the show because this blew me away.
What's that?
Stop what you're doing. Anybody
All right.
that's listening, I need to stop exactly what you're doing. Stop. Be still. Because you're going to need to be still when you hear what I got to say right now.
What's that?
Are you ready for this? 2016, August. 2016. Jack in the Box now serve garlic herb fries, my lady.
What?
I say Jack in the Box now serve garlic herb fries.
Man.
They were all right. I tried them already.
Word?
They didn't taste good to me.
I hear that sound really? Effect, that dum dum dum, like all the deflation.
Yeah, the garlic fries Oh, my burger now. Those are good garlic fries.
At where? Where?
At Oh My Burger.
Oh, word.
I got to check that out.
You know where we get them big old hamburgers, like with the pretzel buns?
Yeah.
Over there on
yeah.
on Van Ness and El Segundo, remember?
Yeah, if anybody's listening, man, if you're over here on Planet Los Angeles, man, you got to come over here at the El Segundo. Look up Oh My Burger, because that's exactly what they make. They'll have you like, Oh My Burger. Look,
they have
as much as I love hamburgers.
Cream burger, too.
look, as much as I love hamburgers, man, hamburgers is my favorite food, dog. I mean, my favorite. When kids, you know, back in the day, when kids' favorite food was like pizza, I was always a hamburger name. So I go to a place called Oh My Burger, and what do I get? I didn't even get, I got a damn hot link sandwich. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what's wrong with me. You know what I'm saying?
But the last time I went to Oh My Burger, I brought you back a pretzel burger.
I don't know why I don't ever remember that, but I can tell you this. Both the burger and the hot cheese sandwich is off the hook. And then you heard Rue herself. She say them garlic fries is off the hook.
I heard they have some chicken Alfredo fries. I heard those are really good. I haven't tried them.
Chicken Alfredo fries. I mean, they just trying to give us. They're trying to kill us, man. They're trying to kill us.
And they have, like, pepperoni pizza fries, too.
Pepperoni pizza fries? Hold the fuck. Stop
yeah.
it.
They're trying to kill us.
This. Oh.
I heard they were real good.
And it's
too far away from this Oh My Burger. That's what I heard.
Yeah, Oh My Burger. They have this big burger that, that is, it's, the buns are Krispy Kreme donuts with bacon and hamburger patties. And I heard, and they have like maple syrup on it or something. I heard it was really good.
I'm sorry, I had to stop my mouth from watering and drooling for a second.
Hey, mine was too, man. I'm over here. Like,
it's like totally worth going. And they have like big hamburgers, little hamburgers. There's, and then like they have different buns. There's like the pretzel bun, the Krispy Kreme bun. They have like a ciabatta bun. They have regular buns, sesame seed buns.
Sesame seed buns. You remember this? Remember what they used to say?
I'm sorry. I was trying to have a moment of silence for my hungry stomach over here, hearing all of this stuff that you're talking about.
Man, mine over here, like, trying to bust a flow right now. My stomach over here, like.
I've been telling you that you need to come inside and eat some shrimp pasta.
In your room.
What?
You need to go ahead and beam yourself down.
No, I'm not beaming myself down.
That's what you need to do.
Before you do that, can I get some of that shrimp pasta?
Because you need to eat some food, and you just don't want me telling you.
Just beam that my way. Just beam the shrimp.
It's up.
And then beam the pasta my way. Just shoot.
Yeah, because I had made him some pasta. It's like some spicy cayenne pasta.
By any chance, do you have one of these boards where you can be right now, man? Because I'm over here still trying to do it, but I can't.
Ha, 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 ha. You're not funny.
I'm gonna mess around and go in there and start heating up them pork chops I got, man. I'm gonna have to do it.
Oh, man.
You know, them fried pork chops. Dip them in that flour and dip them in that grease. Yeah, buddy. I'm gonna have to go heat that and eat that.
Yeah, man, we're going to have to go ahead. Yeah, I might have to go over there and beat myself over there. Where you at, man? Pork chops? Ooh, that sound bomb.
Oh,
man.
Now I want some pork chops, too.
I will make that when I show up.
Really dope, man.
I will get the pork chops. I will get the flour. I will throw down for you.
All right, so we're going to bring the green. Hey,
we're
going
to hold you to that. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have my girl make her famous stuff, too, like her mac and cheese. Oh, man.
We gonna
eat mac.
Why did I even bring that up right now, man? Damn.
I
ain't got no damn mac and cheese in there. Fuck.
Look, we're going to bring them
We're going to bring them greens that you get in the can. I forgot what they call. We're going to bring them to Georgia, the Heavenly Georgia.
You know how many times I made greens from scratch for holidays until I was just like, you know what? I'm done with this shit. I do the same exact thing. I go get that. I think it's like an orange label, and it'd be like mixed greens and collard greens. I go get that can, open that shit, and give it to everybody. People don't know the difference, man. I'm like, man, I ain't about to
really don't.
Eat. Like, you know how long it takes to cook greens?
Hey, look, Glory Greens.
I learned
dog.
How to make just for him.
Check this out. Some Glory Greens. Let me tell you something about Glory Greens. The first time I ever had some, I went over.
Yeah, Glory. Yup, you right.
Look, I went over to homie's house, and his wife is like Filipino, and she always be cooking like some bomb food, but she ain't never made no damn greens. Well, anyway, I mean, she gave us some greens, and then I was like, and the greens was bomb. I was like, yo, man, who made these greens? And she said, and they said that she made them. Right?
Right, I'm with you. I'm with you.
And then she found out that it was from a can. I didn't understand.
He couldn't believe it.
I found out about that Glory Greens, but it was something like that too. And I tasted it. I'm like, man, these damn near taste like my greens. And then I was like, oh hell no! I've been slaving doing all this when I could have just bought a can. Like fuck it. That's what I'm about to do from now on.
Hey look,
don't nobody know the difference.
Hey, look,
no way.
Same dude. I'm telling you about right. One time he made the greens. The homie he made the greens. He was still talking about yeah. He was like, yeah, man, I like to cook them real slow, man. I put them in the pot, I like to cook them real slow. I put a little bit of seasoning up. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got to put no seasoning all up there.
Right.
Talk about he cook them slow.
No, that's the cool thing about it. That is one thing that you can buy that you don't have to doctor up or season yourself. It's pretty much straight up out the can. It's good, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They're already made.
Yeah, now people that claim that they really know how to make greens, just ask them. So, do you use salt pork or not?
All of the above. You know what I'm saying? All of the above. If it ain't got no cheese on it.
Some people be like, what? Salt pork? What are you talking about? I'm be like, okay, see, yeah, you didn't have a down south recipe for greens. Like, every person, old school people, like, remember Sister Pat Neal, that's house we used to go to? Oh, my goodness. Her greens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my stomach is having a memory right now. Hold on. Again, let's have a moment of silence.
Okay.
I loved her greens and her cornbread. Dude, man.
Man, really though, man. Nah, I really am hungry now, man. Nah, I'm starving.
You remember our greens, bro? We go in the Sister Pat Neal's house. Yes, nigga. Yes.
Right. Yeah. They
be like, we go and leave it for Phil Summers going to her house, or to get. Yes, nigga. About to
turn these
greens
up,
man.
Was always happy to go to Sister Neal's house and get that grub on, man. Really, though?
Man.
Yo, man.
I was like the highlight of my week sometimes, bro. Real talk.
Really, though. But, yo, man, I want to thank you once again, man. Wicked Thunder, man. For joining me, man, on this totally driven style. Eight flights up. I want to thank my engineer, Ms. Brew, man. I want to thank you for listening. Yeah. You. You're the one that's listening. Yeah. But yo, man, it don't stop right here, man. You know, I'm gonna try to put up one of them after hour shows, man. It don't stop right here, man. Check it out on SoundCloud or on the Facebook, man. A Flights Up After Hour Style. Shout out to the whole Totally Driven family. Planet Earth. Y'all be cool. Peace.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs. Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Yo, bro. Check it out.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's leaving with something different, man. Let's go ahead, man. Since it's about to leave, man, I'm about to shake, man. Let's hit him with that shake or die. Go all the way up to the top. Scroll all the way up to the top. Can't miss it.
Gotcha.
Hey, hey.
Thank you.